listening to CKMS 102.7 Radio Waterloo. I'm Aaron, and this is Shuffle Time. Shuffle Time, I'm Aaron. This is a show where I play music that is meant to evoke the feeling of listening to my library on shuffle. Except this time I am literally just playing my library on shuffle. I didn't have time to prepare an actual show this time, so I decided to just... I hooked up my phone, which hopefully will work well enough. The volume's a little low right now. Well, I can get the volume good enough for this song. We'll see how it goes for other songs. But I'm literally just playing this on shuffle right now. I don't know what's coming up next. I'm not even going to look at the tracks as they come up, actually. I'm going to try and see if I know my library well enough, which there's about 24,000 songs just on my phone here that I'm playing from. So I might not know it all well enough. We'll see. But we're kicking it off with Meat Puppet, Split Myself in Two. I did look at this one beforehand. I did pick out... I hit the shuffle button a couple times just to get a decent one to start with. So we'll see. And let's see what comes next. Okay, we're going to write an opera. I don't even know which one this is. This is part of the problem of shuffle sometimes, is that not everything is shuffle-ready. So an opera is very much not shuffle-ready. I think... I'll just turn it up a little bit because you can barely hear it anyway. All right, I'm looking at it now. This is from The Marriage of Figaro. I think I got to get the opera. Not all the opera stuff, but like some of the opera stuff off of here, because it takes up a lot of space. It doesn't work very well in shuffle. I think I'm going to get like a dedicated music player for classical. I don't know. That's a later problem. Anyway, I don't even know where... in The Marriage of Figaro this one's from, which is my bad, I guess. But anyway, it's just short. It's a minute 19, so we'll be on to another thing in just a second.
Gave him milk to drink.
I think this is from William Finn's Elegies. Let's take a look.
Oh, my dog.
Okay, yeah, it's from Elegies. So this is from the musical composer, William Finn, who wrote a bunch of musicals about various things, but a lot of it inspired by being gay and Jewish. Elegies is not quite a musical. He calls it a song cycle, and it is more a collection of songs that is supposed to be kind of elegies for, you know, for the fallen, kind of. And each song is like a different story about a person. Partially, I think, inspired by 9/11, partially inspired by the AIDS crisis, various things. This one's, I think I remember this one well enough. This one's pretty funny. I'll stop talking and let you enjoy this one. But this is a good one to come up, I think.
I painted this
It's called
one
My Dog's
Leopard. I named it Leopard Spot. He was born a German Shepherd.
the dead person in question for this track being the dog.
I'd tell the jokes, he'd snicker, we'd sit beneath a tree. I'd read him Rin Tin Tin and Flicker. Oh, my dog, playfully he'd misbehave. He was young and strong and brave, and one day he died, my dog. I'm here crying, my dog. He's lying at the vet's. That's what comes of loving pets. I had a Sussex Spaniel, called it Daniel, but his name was Trudy, and she died too soon. Then got a skipper key, loved that dog unashamedly. It was freshly washed when it got squashed, like a dog in a cartoon. My next dog, Mino like. A dandy Dinmont was he. I used to toss the canine from my bike. His name was Mr. Fuzzy. I tried to change his size. I pushed his face in flatter. I pinched and squeezed his eyes. But it really didn't matter. Oh, my dog, stupid little Dandy D. I loathed it and it loathed me. It lived forever. Oh, God, life's ironic. Oh, God, I'm a catatonic God. Why is it only dogs I love that die? My dogs.
That's a funny track. Not too nice to those dogs. Who said death can't have some meaning? Anyway, this one you might recognize. There was just some CCR playing on the station shuffle through Libre Time right before this. So, hope you like CCR. I do. We'll be right back. enough attention on it. I don't know. I feel like you maybe don't hear as much about this one as some of the other tracks, even just from the same album, Green River. The title track and Bad Moon Rising and Lodi probably all get more attention. But this one's a single, too, and this one's great. This one, real, I don't know, kind of classic rock and roll singing from John Fogerty. Great riff. I mean, the whole band's great on the track. I don't know. But I like where it's going. Not actually a huge Interpol guy. Turn of the Bright Lights has a reputation on that one, Remain? I don't know. I like a couple of the tracks. Clearly I like it enough to have it in the library here. I think the big songs from it are pretty good still. Obstacle 2 and whatnot. I don't think the lyrics are quite as interesting as I don't think the sound is as good as any of the classic post-punk fans that they're aping. Any of that intro that I was kind of enjoying is kind of, this is a little too much. But, Say Hello to the Angels from Bright Lights. Last show I did, I was talking about 33 and a third books. And I was kind of mentioning that it feels like they just kind of let anybody write these things. Apparently there's one book that's on Antics, which I think is like the second Interpol album, which I've never listened to. I don't particularly want to. And I read a clip or an excerpt from the book, and it was like very clearly, like blatantly, horrifically written by AI. It did the not just blank but blank kind of thing like four times in a row. It was insane. So I don't know. I guess that's what you're gonna get from Interpol. I don't know. I've been reworking my library a little bit because I mentioned this like a couple months ago now, that like the playlist that I synced to the SD card on my phone, I broke it. Well, I didn't break it, but it broke a while ago, and I tried to fix it, and then it broke again, and then I figured out a solution, and I don't know. Anyway, I've been working a little harder the past couple weeks on rebuilding that, and it's been kind of an opportunity to revisit my library. I've had to clean a few things up there, get a few things in higher quality than I had them, and all that kind of stuff. And, I've been taking some tracks off, put some new ones on. I don't know if this one makes the cut or not, but I'd give a couple tracks for this album still. Anyway. Anybody? I don't know. It's the same kind of thing like Franz Ferdinand we're doing a couple years later, which I don't think aged particularly well either. They're not as tight as they could be. This is a nice palate cleanser.
Please give me second grace. Please give me a second face. I've fallen far down the first time around. Now I just sit on the ground in your way. Now, if it's time for recompense for what's done, come sit down on the fence in the sun. And the clouds will roll by, and we'll never deny, it's really too hard for the fly. Please tell me your second name. Please play me your second game. I've fallen so far for the people you are. I just need your star for a day. So come ride in my streetcar by the bay. For now, I must know how fine you are in your way. And the sea, she will sigh, but she won't need to cry. For it's really too hard for to fly.
I always thought that was, in, you know, tough competition, one of the prettiest tracks in Nick Drake's catalog. Very sweet, and it's Brighter Later is, I think, probably, I mean, none of his albums are particularly underrated, but I feel like that's kind of not, doesn't have quite the same reputation as the other two, but I like it a lot. I'm not sure what we're hearing now. I'm going to listen a bit closer. I'm gonna guess, I don't know, I'm gonna say Flying Lotus, but maybe. I don't know, let's see. Yeah, Flying Lotus. German haircut from Cosmogramma. It's one of those like weird kind of. I don't know. Cosmogramma is not really like super like songy kind of album. There's a couple you can pick out, but it's one that feels like it's meant to be listened to in one sitting. So not a super shuffle ready album. But Flying Lotus, one of the greats really. Bringing kind of a glitchy sound and mixing it with hip-hop beats and jazz influences. This one's very jazzy. This is why I was kind of hesitating there, because like it felt like it kind of had the stumbling nature of a Flying Lotus track, but you don't really hear the electronics or the hip-hop in this. But, you know, his aunt was Alice Coltrane, which I don't know if that means anything to his music, but it doesn't feel like it. I mean, one of the tracks is called Auntie's Harp. I mean, I feel it's got some influence on him. But anyway, a Cosmogramma, great album. Flying Lotus, one of the great musicians of the 2010s, for sure. One of the true innovators. The aughts, I guess. Los Angeles was 2008, and that's a great album. Anyway, short track. We're on to the next one.
Bye-bye, Jet.
Correctly guessed who this was. This is Ayumi Ishida, who in the Tin Pan Alley Connection, I believe, is the band playing. This is another Haruomi Hosono one. This was like one that he produced in 77. This track, this can probably go from the library. It's pleasant, but not super interesting. Ishida is... I don't know, there's some other tracks that where she's got she and both the production have a little more personality to them. I don't remember what the one that I really like is called. I think I have these set up. I have both the Japanese and the English. But I think I put like a whole album on here just because sometimes you just toss a whole album onto there, even if you don't know all the songs very well, just to get more familiar with some of the songs, and then you can listen to it later and be like, eh, it's, you know, it's you could get rid of a couple of these, but this is a good one, I don't know, the album is a good one. I think there's a couple good tracks on there, which I'm bringing. I don't even have it in my actual library brought up to me right now. I just looked it up online, and it's all the katakana, so I. My katakana reading is not that good, so you're just gonna have to take my word for it. I don't know. The album is called Our Connection, if you want to listen to it, by Ayumi Ishida and Tin Pan Alley Family. That's the full artist name.
Very close, cause I don't like to boast. Instead, I tell the tale of the French who prevail through the Mr. Crazy Rabbits who were always on his tail. Rent ain't on sale, your roomie starts to wail. Get caught with stolen goods, then you will go to jail. If you go to jail, then who will pay the bail? They'll put you back to France on a ship with a sail. Escargot, Lucy and you eat snails.
Hey, yo, Tim, what's wrong with snails?
From the Zulu Nation, from a town called Paris. Yeah. Came to America to find liberty. Uh-huh. Instead of finding pleasure, all your family's misery. Mm-hmm. But listen, Lucien, you have a friend in me. Wow. Oh, luck will drive your butt batty. Yeah. Next time you bit some wheels, make it a caddy. In terms of doing good, I know you wish you really could. But listen, brother man, I really think you can. Mm-hmm. Succeed with the breed of the brothers who you back. Yeah. It's the creme de la creme. And you can vouch for that, it'll take a minute, Rice. So take my advice. Trust in us, thus you trust in your life. Lucien. You should know.
Early Tribe, Tribe Called Quest, that is. Luck of Lucien. Yeah, I mean, this one's definitely a keeper. Great beat. Likeable presence from these guys, as always. This is from their first album.
Are you ready, Lou?
this one is for you. Instinctive travels in the paths of rhythm, which, as far as I'm concerned, their first three albums are basically as good as each other. I'd give Midnight Marauders probably the edge out of all of them. And honestly, they're 2016 album. And, you know, I mean, this first album is a little scrappier than some of the stuff they would do after, but I probably like this more than the Low End Theory. It's just been a while since I've listened to, like, any of the trash in Low End Theory, I think, which is not really a knock against it. I mean, I like it plenty enough. The album cover is amazing, one of the all-time best album covers, as far as I'm concerned. But, like, it's very... it leans a lot into the jazz stuff, and the beats don't feel quite as lush as they do. Maybe not lush isn't the right word, but they don't feel as full to me as the beats on the first and the third album. I mean, this one's got, I don't know what the sample is. I feel like I should. But it's a good sample.
You gotta get a grip on the missions you be taking. Not so much the mission, but you got crazy ignition. Sure, the sugar babies wanna give you a chance with the French savoir faire and the sexy glance. But is she really fly, or is she a guy? I won't ask why, cause I know that you try. You try too hard, is that the answer to the riddle? Instead of doing so much, why don't you do just a little? Boy, what a cat, I guess we shouldn't treat him bad. In fact, it would be nice if we understood him right. A case of positioning the feet in the shoes. Sympathetic reason in the case of the blues. Lucien is blue, even though he's really brown. I had to make the sound, his life is too profound. On the up and up, he's something like a little pup. Young and naive, it's hard to believe. As long as you're strong, you can quest with the questers. Jolly like a jumping bean or a jester. Lucien, 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 you should know. We'll be right back.
Big Thief stuff, for early ish. This is definitely a standout from the album of the same name. I like the sound of that album, the way the band's playing. It's a very full, even before Adrian Lenker came in, I was able to recognize this song, despite having not been listening to them. Just like the fullness of the guitars, the way the guitar almost rumbles it. Big Thief, one of the best indie rock bands we got right now. Always a reliable listen, and been making the Toronto for quite a while now. I think this is kind of their first big breakthrough one, and the one last year was definitely worth listening to. So 9 years of solid stuff. Classical music. This one sounds like it'll work a little bit better. Let me see how much I can identify it. This is a Rameau piece. I probably should have guessed that, actually. It does kind of sound like that. This is from Hippolyte et Arissi, which... Is that the one about the brothers? My opera knowledge is very much a work in progress. I have a whole book on opera that I talked about on one of the shows a while back that I was working my way through. And I got to Rameau here, and then I haven't moved on past just because I got doing other stuff. I think next on the hit list was Vivaldi, which I don't even really want to listen to Vivaldi operas, but I've got a few classical music books on the go that I'm trying to, teach myself some stuff with. So I haven't spent as much time with this one. This was Rameau's first opera, right? We're past it now. It was just a 1 minute thing, but that was the one that like really upset the courts. And after Lully was the guy for like all French opera for a long time, and Rameau kind of came in there with a very different way of doing things, more dramatic and things like that. Anyway, this is very clearly some Brazilian stuff. Is this from the Jorge and Gilberto Gil album? Subterrâneo Maria, livrai-nos do pecado da perdição. Yeah, it is. This album's really cool. It's an 8-minute track. I get a little bit more of a breather than some of these 1-minute pieces. Meu Glorioso São Cristóvão, which I'm sure I pronounced perfectly. So this is a collaboration album between Gilberto Gil and Jorge Ben, two of the masters of 70s Brazilian music. I don't really know much about Jorge Ben past like the mid-70s. Gilberto Gil definitely did some cool stuff in the 80s and 90s and such. This one was a whole jam session that I think was orchestrated by like Eric Clapton or something random like that. Or this came out of that anyway. There was a whole jam session, to my understanding, and Gilberto Gil and George Ben kind of reconvened after that and did their own long jammy album where they took songs that both of them had written, and they did this whole double album. And it has some really fantastic renditions of some of their favorite tracks. I don't know. I want to say this one is a Gilberto Gil. Let me look it up.
Livrai-nos do pecado da perdição. Livrai-nos do pecado da conduzindo-nos a Deus.
Conduzindo-nos
até
a
o porto seguro da felicidade eterna. Conduzindo-nos a Deus. Até o porto seguro da felicidade eterna. Imploramos por Jesus Cristo.
On the George A. Ben one, I'm wrong. I was fooled by Gilberto Gil just kind of goofing off with this little falsetto in the right channel there. So for clarity, that's Gilberto Gil on the right channel, and George A. Ben on the left. Gilberto Gil known for that kind of goofy high voice. I mean, not always goofy, sometimes quite pretty, actually. I love the interplay between both of them, both as singers and guitar players and all that. Lots of really cool stuff on this album. This is the first track on the album, actually. So, give us one to listen for sure.
Amen. Inundações nas viagens de terra, subterrâneo, Maria. Livrai-nos do pecado,
livrai-nos do pecado,
da perdição.
Nos ombros,
imploramos por Jesus Cristo, que conduziste nos ombros. Amém. Meu glorioso São Cristóvão.
Amém. Amém.
Amém.
Meu glorioso São Cristóvão.
Meu glorioso Marte.
São Cristóvão.
socorro, meu glorioso Marte. Portador de Cristo, intercedei por nós, nos flagelos, terremotos, incêndios e inundações, nas viagens de terra, subterrâneo, mar e ar. Livrai-nos do pecado, da perdição, conduzindo-nos a Deus, até o porto seguro da felicidade eterna. Imploro por Jesus Cristo, que consiga. Existe nos ombros, amém.
Unmistakably the Beach Boys, if you've listened to enough of the Beach Boys. I don't know. So this is from the Smile Sessions, which, you know, if you don't know the whole story about Smile and the Beach Boys, go check it out. It's like, you know, one of the most legendary lost albums of all time that was eventually recreated in a few different ways. First by Brian Wilson re-recording his own version much later in life, and then this Smile Sessions coming out in 2011, I believe, right around when I was really getting into music. So this is kind of an interesting thing to witness firsthand. This track is called Look Song for Children, but I haven't listened to this front to back in a while, but I know these themes very well, just because you hear these crop up in some of the Beach Boys songs that did see the light of day after after Smile got canned, most notably Surf's Up from there. Yeah, Biggie Bye, Bo Bo Go. That was Gene Vincent. This is a pretty recent addition to my library, actually. I'd had some, like, scattered Gene Vincent stuff before, but I actually bothered down the whole compilation, and you know what? He's got some pretty good stuff. Big fan of this one. This is, like, an immediate highlight for me. Great energy. We'll be right back.
are shaking, so was the door. We danced on the opposite, getting a zag, and she's a real cool doll, and I'm not a black man. Yeah, I'm picking up.
Awesome. This is 1957, so you know, I mean, it's pretty Rip Roaring for late 50s. Maybe not. I don't know. I mean, they were on the way there. Certainly Gene Vincent, one of the people leading that charge. I can't all like that.
You love me. I love you. Be our Vicky Bob. Go!
Got a quiet one. That's part of the problem with doing this part on shuffle too. I can't mix it. Where's it going? I'm not sure yet.
Been craving more life and more love that lives in the soul of my heart. Don't wanna be no artist. I'm a dancing, singing work of art.
You lit my heart with fiery aggression, and you showed me the fury of love, sex and affection that you owed me.
In danger,
but I ain't scared.
You're gonna have to take my word for it, but I did eventually correctly identify this as New York Dolls, but I was doubting myself because this is so slow for New York Dolls. This is from their, was it a reunion album, I think? It's definitely a later album, anyway, from 2006, if I remember correctly. Dancing on the Lip of a Volcano. I was hoping I wouldn't get any artists that have already played on the show. This is the third one that I've already played. I'm enjoying this though. I haven't listened to the reunion album that much, but I know Chris Gow, Robert Chris Gow, right? Did a show about a few weeks ago, month ago, however long ago now. He's really, really big on this. I mean, he's big on all of New York Dolls stuff, but he's big on this reunion album, so. Worth for the listen, for sure.
On my psyche's need for love, I want liberation and joy. In a paroxysm of intoxication, inspiration ain't no way to be coy.
In danger,
a blazing glare.
In danger, I found the splendor.
That's Michael Stipe on backing vocals too. Oh my god, that was throwing me off too. Because I don't know, I was hearing that for whatever reason. It's like a problem. Anyway, total failure on my part. Not recognizing that vocal. It's probably why this one was one of the ones that I decided to keep into this, you know, quote unquote curated playlist. But definitely on its own merits. Good song. I like this one.
Thrown in a dance with the mystic, burning me up with its music, sensualistic, ritual. How come
identifying this right, it's another repeat artist. Play them on the last show. Oh, not that I'm gonna claim, but listening to Sonic Youth. Alright, okay, those jams were in free from Rather Ripped. Another 2006 album. Later, like the second, third, last Sonic Youth album, something along those lines. This is, I don't know, this album is a lot more straightforward after they started going like really weird and jammy in the like late 90s, early aughts. This one has Incinerate, which I think is one of those ones where like Incinerate has become like one of their most streamed songs, I think. Just one of those ways the algorithm worked out. I mean, I like Incinerate. You know, it's a great song. It's a very catchy, straightforward song for them. This is definitely, I think, one of the more interesting ones here. I still gotta listen to that new. Gordon out this year, right? I don't know. I've been falling behind. I'm gonna catch up on new music soon. I'll put together a list. We'll see what I do. This might be the last track, actually. I'll probably call it after this one. Incredibly scuffed show. Concept of doing this shuffle live, and I am live. It's midnight, you're listening. I'm at the studio. I'm not doing this at home. I'm not pre-recording this or anything. This is all, if you're listening live, you're hearing me right now. Anyway, playing this literally shuffle as it goes has been definitely a little scuffed, but kind of fun. I stand by like most of the tracks that got played here, which is nice. I'll probably do something like this again, but I'll try to avoid it and try and actually prepare something. But I'm not going to be doing a show for a few weeks anyway. So, if you have been listening, thank you for listening. Once again, I'm Aaron. This is Shuffle Time. You're listening to CKMS 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. Good night.